The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In the 15th year of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, Herod, tetrarch of Galilee, Philip, his brother, tetrarch of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Licinius, tetrarch of Abilene. In those days, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, begot of Zechariah in the desert. John went through the entire region of the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as is written in the words of Isaiah the prophet. A herald's voice in the desert crying, "Make ready the way of our God, clear a straight path. Every valley will be filled, and every mountain and hill will be leveled. The twisted paths will be made straight, and the rough roads smooth, and all humankind will see the salvation of God." The good news of salvation.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Now we prepare our hearts to listen to the homily delivered by Bishop Kay over Zoom.
Hello. I'm grateful to Alice for presiding for me today. I have a bit of the crud, too.
It's my fault.
Ever creating. Ever creating one. You who hold all eternity and all. Walking around Margaret's Pond nature area near my home, I look toward the mountains and I imagine the valleys too, the lush valleys and the crystal lakes. Such awesome beauty. And I turn over in my mind and heart the scripture readings of this second week of Advent. With your grace, I begin to understand the metaphors of your word. Level the mountains and lift up the valleys. Literally, geographically here in Colorado, we experience the division of mountain and plain. One side, the other side, western slope and city. Finding common ground that serves all, while honoring distinctions of diversity of ranchers and farmers and hunters and skiers and business and commerce is challenging. You, O God, are faithful. You desire wholeness and peace for all your people, for all creation. Your vision is for the way to be made smooth for each and all. You instill that hope in us. Our brother Henri Nouwen writes, "Optimism and hope are radically different attitudes. Optimism is the expectation that things, the weather, human relationship, the economy, the political situation, and so on, will get better. Hope is trust that God will fulfill God's promises to us in a way that leads us to true freedom. The optimist speaks about concrete changes in the future. The person of hope lives in the moment with the knowledge and trust that all of life is in good hands. God, you began a good work in us when we were named and claimed in baptism, and you will see it through. You want us to know what is of highest value. And you yearn for us to want what you want. For the obstacles and divisions, the falsity and fake news and illusion to be removed. Like our ancestors in the faith, outside forces have literally and figuratively marched us away from home. And we are exiled from who and whose we are. Call us back, O God. Reassure us. You do call us again and again to your ways, your love, mercy, justice, and compassion for ourselves and all neighbors and creation. Your presence is in and among us beyond all circumstances. This is so. We can count on your unconditional love and benevolence, and you call us as co-creators to recognize your vision and to work with you to bring it to fruition, to pick up a shovel. Over time, much time, the arc of progress is long and bends toward peace and justice and equality. Sometimes that's hard to remember and to recognize with all the contraction and expansion, the liberation and backwards movement. Inch by inch, you are at work. You are at work with and through us. In the midst of our brief human life, you are with us through everything. The trials of body, mind, heart, and soul, exclusion, clamoring for our daily bread, drawing us nearer to you. In society, softening our hearts, dispelling our fear, and sharpening our vision to see everyone as neighbor. No them, only us. Calling us in loud shouts and whispers to wake up, to return home, to get to work, to remove obstacles in the way of flourishing, to make ways for all to be lifted up. John the Baptist stands at the river of our lives. When? Now. So I ask anybody to shout out for me. What is the year?
2024.
Where are we?
North Glen.
Who is our current president?
Biden.
Who is our governor?
Polis.
Who is your city's mayor?
I haven't a clue.
Arvada, Thornton, North Glen, Westminster, Denver, Wheat Ridge. Right now, John is standing on the bank of our river. God is here and is faithful, calling us to awaken, to turn around through prayer, through lighting a candle and taking time to ponder, through prayer. The blinders on our eyes are removed. The deafness of our ears is lessened. The calcification of our hearts melts, and we become aware of our own complicity. Through prayer, God's vision is illuminated. Yes, you, God, strengthen us to recognize and release the prejudices, obstacles, and barriers that we inherited from generations past or created anew. When we can see suffering, what can we do? What will we do? Respond. From simple kindness to organizing for justice. From sharing our treasures to building cooperatives. From backyard gardens to plastic reduction. To look in eyes that are different than my own and hear the sacred story of a neighbor, and walk in shoes that are new to me. We are empowered by you, O God, and through you to bring your good work to completion. Mother Teresa tells us there is no insignificant act. God, you are calling us to trust you, to be joy-filled and to be busy, to turn our attention to what is of highest value, to come home from where we've been, exile. to make the way straight for ourselves and all. God, you are here to help us as we help you, to save us. Emmanuel, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. God, lift me up upon your shoulders so that I can see what needs to be done. Squat down beside me and put the trowel in my hand. Let us build the road of peace, justice, love, and compassion together.